Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you that all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast.
I've thought about it quite a bit. You know, Abilene is a good city. The one thing that I would really like to see is us working more together. I feel like there is always room for teamwork. There's always a way to improve. And when that word teamwork came across, I start thinking. And it took me back to the 2009 Abilene High team. The team that went on to win a state championship. I think it was the first Abilene High team to win this championship since the early to the mid-50s. And so I have a friend in town, Blake Narvell, who is a local attorney, and he played in the movie Under the Stadium Lights, which was about Abilene High and it overcoming all of the different odds to win the state championship. So I asked Blake to join us today. And so Blake's in the studio. Welcome to the show, Blake.
Hey, well, thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here today with you.
Well, it's an honor for me to have you here today, Blake. And we want to talk about this movie and basically try to talk about 3 points, maybe teamwork, overcoming odds and respecting our differences. But before we get into the movie of that, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an attorney, maybe how you got to be an attorney and just the little things like that that I think the audience would want to know.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, my name's Blake Narvell, and I practice law here in Abilene. I'm proud to say that Abilene is my hometown. You know, I even like that old country song that says, Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen by George Hamilton IV. So I'm from Abilene. Abilene's my hometown, and I'm definitely proud to be from Abilene. Mm-hmm. In terms of my background, I went to high school at Abilene Christian High School, graduated salutatorian in my class. And after that, I went to SMU and I graduated from SMU. And after that, I worked for Governor Rick Perry, and after I graduated, did that. I went to a law school at UCLA, practiced law in Los Angeles, and then did some entertainment law. And currently, I do appeals, I do civil litigation, and I do mediation. So to summarize it, you know, I went to Abilene Christian High School, and then I went to SMU, and then I worked for Governor Rick Perry in Austin. Went down and interviewed with him, and accepted a job there. Lived in Austin for a while, and then after that, went to law school at UCLA, at the UCLA School of Law. And interestingly, I was going to pursue a JD MD joint degree, and because I'd done the pre-meds and at SMU, so I was going to get a law degree and an MD, and UCLA has a JD MD combined degree program. But I ultimately decided that, hey, that's just way too much school, so I'd stick with the law degree. So bottom line is, I'd like to do courtroom work and appellate work. You know, I've argued at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, which is a court just below the Supreme Court, and I've argued at various appellate courts, you know, at the Eastland Court of Appeals, the Fort Worth Court of Appeals, the Dallas Court of Appeals, to 3-judge panels. And I've also done various cases before local judges as well. So most importantly, I love practice law. And I also have to add that my father practiced law here in Abilene for over 30 years with Narvell and Associates. So love practicing law and proud to call Abilene my hometown.
Yeah, I remember your dad. I was actually in a Toastmaster club with your dad many, many years ago. So you are in this film Under the Stadium Lights. How did you come about to be in the film?
Well, I heard the movie was being filmed, and I was really drawn to the story because, you know, it's really an underdog story. Myself, I've always been an advocate for the underdog, and I just thought it was a very compelling story about how the Abilene High Eagles won the state championship in 2009 when they hadn't won since 1956. So I was naturally attracted to the film. I auditioned for a role in the film as an attorney, and I was very very pleased to get the part, playing an attorney in the movie. And as you know, in that movie, we have a law office scene, and I actually wrote that scene.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Let's talk about that Abilene High team. They went undefeated that particular year, which is pretty amazing for any team to be able to do that.
Yes.
So I think the first thing that you might think when you see a team that goes undefeated, we think perfection. We think perfection. Everything was everything must have been great. But was everything great with everybody that was playing on that team?
No, definitely not. And I think that's one of the things that makes Under the Stadium Lights a unique movie, and that everybody should see, because you know, Under the Stadium Lights focuses on the struggles of the players, and it shows that these team members, they're real people with real hardships. So on the surface level, when you look at it, you might think, hey, this is a team that's doing great on the field, and you see all these guys scoring touchdowns, so you assume everything's going well. But the reality of it is, all the players are struggling with issues in their personal lives, and the movie illustrates that. For example, a lot of the players, you know, are struggling with issues, broken homes, broken hearts, broken families. So these individuals, they have a really hard life off the field, and part of the amazing thing about the story is how they do as well as they do on the field when they're struggling with so many issues off the field.
Yeah, I know most of the time when we hear the word about playing hurt, we think they're talking about somebody that's maybe got a broke finger or some other part of their body is broken. But here in this particular movie, when these guys were playing hurt, they were really hurt. Not so much as a physical hurt, which has a tendency to heal pretty fast, but these individuals had hurts of the heart. Things that they were heroes on the field, but maybe they didn't feel like heroes when they went home. But despite that, they were champions. And why do you think they still became champions? What was going on there?
Well, I think ultimately the way they succeeded, and this is a theme of the movie, is, as you may recall, the movie was initially titled Brother's Keeper before it changed to the name Under the Stadium Lights. So the whole idea is that these individuals, they learn to be their brother's keeper. They learn to function as a team. They learn to not play as individuals, but to play as a group. They learned on the field not to be selfish and to try to score the points for themselves, but to be selfless and score the points for their team. So a central theme of the movie, and I think a central reason that they were so successful, is they learned to function as a team. They learned that when they got on the field, it wasn't about themselves as an individual or themselves as an individual advancing their football career or getting into on a certain college team and then getting into the NFL. Rather, the object was simply to function as a team and to do the right thing and to win, but to win as a team. So I think a central theme of the movie and a reason that they were able to overcome this success against all odds is because they really did learn to become their brother's keeper. They learned not just to say that as a slogan, but to do that in reality and function as a team and as one unit. And I think that contributed to their success because, you know, Abilene High had not won the state championship since 1956. So, you know, they won in the state championship in 2009, but they had not won since 1956. And going in to some of these games, they were the underdog. They were against all odds. They were playing teams that on paper would appear to be the team that would win, but yet they managed to win against all odds. So it's a story about how, and in the movie Under the Stadium Lights, it's really a story about how people came together and they learned to function as a team, and they really took the meaning of brother's keeper to heart. And also, you know, we have to give a lot of credit to Coach Steve Warren. He did a great job as the coach, and he encouraged these individuals. And the same to Chad Mitchell, the team chaplain, who told them and encouraged them to be their brother's keeper. But I think another central theme is that you know, that sometimes when you function as a team, it's not just about the individual and their talent. It's about the, you know, their values and their and how they look at things mentally, and not just, you know, what's in their head, but also what's in their heart, because ultimately they were able to really function as a team and to function selflessly, and it paid off big for them when in 2009 they ended up winning the state championship.
You know, so that that slogan, teamwork makes the dream work, is very true.
I would agree with that. And another way that I think that Coach Warren always used to put it is, you know, feel free to lean on your brother because he'll be there for you. And I think all of those individuals, they knew that they could rely on their brother. They could rely on their teammate. And because they had that mentality, they were able to achieve a great success against all odds.
You know, when you talk about brother's keeper, I think the first time I remember ever really hearing that word is the story of Cain and Abel. And when God asked Cain about his brother, Cain's reply was, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And that was the wrong answer for that occasion.
Yes.
We all should be our brother's keeper. And so we're all different in some kind of ways. Does it mean that my brother is somebody that looks exactly like me, talks like me, or is it a little broader than that?
Well, I think one theme of Under the Stadium Lights and one reality is that the world would definitely be a better place if we would all had the attitude that we're our brother's keeper. In other words, if we all viewed other humans as our brother and tried to help those individuals. And of course, no, I think one of the other themes of the movie and something that's important in life is we have to respect differences. Not everybody's alike. We live in a world where a lot of people have a lot of different opinions and viewpoints, and you know, it takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. For example, in this Abilene High Eagles football team that won the state championship in 2009, you had a lot of people with a lot of differences, but despite those differences, they were able to function as a team. They were able to overcome those divisions. So in life, there's differences between individuals, and those differences can, of course, cause divisions to occur, but we function better when we realize that most of the time, for the most part, when we get down to it on a deep level, we have more in common with our fellow citizens than our differences. And when we can overcome our differences and work together, things are better. For example, this Abilene High School team, they overcame their differences. They function as a team. They won the state championship. But I think in society, and a lot of different projects, whether it's, you know, working with coworkers, working, you know, doing things with friends. There's all kinds of situations in life where if we overcome our differences and we work together, the result is going to be better than if we try to magnify our differences and remain divided. There's even the old saying for countries, you know, united we stand, divided we fall.
And so I know the final team that Abilene High played that year was Katie. Katie had won, I think, two state championships back to back, and Abilene High had come up against some other outstanding teams. I think, as it's already been said, they were not supposed to win on paper, but they had heart. And I think whether it's on a football team or whether it is in life, when you are the underdog or things are very challenging, sometimes people will just give up. I mean, they'll say this is too great, and they won't fight for it. But we see that the Abilene High team did fight. So is there a message for citizens in Abilene or anywhere else that feel down on their luck? You're an attorney, I suppose. You've seen a few people that's been down on their luck.
Yes, there certainly is a message, and that message is you know keep going and keep trying and keep pushing ahead, because you know in life there's ups and there's downs. You know, there's times when things are good and times when things are bad, unfortunately. And yes, as an attorney, unfortunately, you see a lot of people who are at the low point in their life sometimes instead of the high point. And an advice I would always give to my clients and give to other folks in Abilene or anyone for that matter is that when things are bad, you have to push forward and look forward to the future, because it's the future that matters, not the past. Well, even in the scene under the stadium lights, there's a scene where Coach Warren, who's actually played by the actor Glenn Morshower, who's been on X-Files and a lot of different shows, well, Coach Warren, in a scene in the movie, he says, you know, he's driving in his pickup, and he realizes as he's driving in his pickup, he realizes that the front windshield of his pickup is really big, whereas the rear view mirror in his pickup is really small. And the inference he draws from that is the front windshield is so big and the rear view mirror is so small because it's what matters in the future that counts, not what happened in the past. So when people are in a tough situation, I feel that they need to look forward. They need to realize, you know, yes, things may be tough at the moment, but the future's bright. I've just got to work hard, and I've got to make the best of this situation to push forward, because even when things are bad now, the future can be bright, and we have to hold on and push forward for better days ahead.
Yeah, and you know, no one is isolated from those challenging times where Chad Mitchell, the chaplain, in the movie, it showed some of the struggles, some of the conflicts that he was having. Although he was encouraging people, building them up, he had his own battles to deal with. And so I guess everyone needs to be built up from time to time.
I think that's absolutely true. Everybody does need to be built up from time to time. And I think that's where family and community can come in, because, you know, sometimes when you may be having a time in your life when things are tough and you're down, and sometimes the way you get through that is by, you know, a good family at home or a good community or being a part of the community. And, you know, the community is important. Even in, you know, you take the movie Under the Stadium Lights and think about that game that's depicted, that's the game between the Cedar Hill Longhorns and the Abilene High Eagles. And the reality is, going into that game, Cedar Hills was number one in Texas. Cedar Hills was third in the United States. So you look at those odds, the odds of the Abilene Eagles winning were slim, but part of the reason, another reason the Abilene High Eagles won is because those stadiums were full of black and gold. In other words, the Abilene Eagle, the fans of the Abilene Eagles, they filled the stadium, and they were there cheering for the team, and they were there encouraging the team. So the community, Abilene, Texas, this community helped Abilene High win that game by being there, cheering them on and encouraging them as a community. And I think that's one of the roles of communities. When you're given positive feedback from the community and the community is there for you and they're encouraging you, that can help you overcome odds and win a victory that most people thought would have been a defeat.
And how much does it cost us to stop and take a few minutes to build somebody up, to cheer somebody on?
Not long. And that's the reality of it. A few kind words here and there doesn't take long at all, but it can actually make a big difference in a person's life. And that reminds me of in the movie, most of us who have been in Abilene a while, we've been to Harold's Barbecue. I remember Harold's Barbecue is always just really delicious barbecue. But also Harold was a great guy, and in the movie, Harold, who's played by Lawrence Fishburne, you notice that before the games, I think it was on Thursday night before the games, he would always have the Eagles over at his restaurant, and they would dine, and there was a sense of community, and then he would always have positive words for the Eagles. And just that's an example of someone in the community, you know, a restaurant owner, a business owner, really going the extra miles to encourage the Eagles not only to do well in the football field, but he also taught them life lessons. And I think Harold in the movie Under the Stadium Light, he is an example of someone in the community, you know, taking the time to give some encouraging words to students who are struggling with issues in their personal life, to help them not only be better players on the field, but to help them get through life and be better citizens in the community.
Yeah, Harold was a great man, and you cannot go into Harold's Barbecue and leave in a depressed mood. If you did, then you really need to go and see and talk with somebody, because he was upbeat. He would sing a song, and you know, it's hard to listen to a song that Harold would sing and you would still be down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely a citizen to lift people up. So maybe we can just use that example that Harold used every day to just try and encourage someone. And, you know, and this may be another place to bring in the differences. Do you think everybody that went into Harold's Barbecue had the same thought process? Do you think everybody was on the same page as to what they may have believed about different things?
No, probably not. You had a lot of people with different viewpoints, different beliefs, but they all liked Harold's Barbecue, and they all got along well.
Right, and so with Harold, he was there to serve, he was there to help, and then people that might find themselves arguing with one another, you didn't see them arguing down there at Harold's.
That's true. I remember Harold's Barbecue back in the 90s, and I also remember the barbecue was very tasty too. Everybody was getting along, as you say. It was an upbeat atmosphere. It had that, you know, real, you know, local restaurant. It had that real feel, and the food was very good too.
So we've been talking about teamwork, overcoming odds, and respecting differences.
Yes.
So if we wanted to be champs like the 2009 Abilene High Eagles were, what are some of the things that we might do in Abilene? How can we have teamwork and do those type things?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Well, one thing that I think we can all do is really, you know, be a part of the community. You know, join a civic group, do things in the community to help family, to help friends, to help neighbors, even to help strangers. So I think one thing, if we want to exemplify the Brothers Keepers message or the Under the Stadium Lights message, it would be to be a good citizen of the community and to be a positive force in people's lives. So when you're out and about, maybe you're in a store or you're in a restaurant or you're somewhere and you see somebody who you can tell is having a really bad day, go up and say some encouraging words to them. If you've got a friend or a family member who's down, you know, take the time to give them positive words and try to help them out. If you see a neighbor who's struggling with something, you know, give that neighbor some advice or lend a helping hand, because the idea behind the movie Under the Stadium Light is that, you know, caring is contagious. So when as a community, if one person helps his neighbor, then that neighbor benefits from it, and the neighbor also learns from it. So that neighbor helps his neighbor, and it starts a positive chain. So when a lot of people start to do good things, then other people catch on, they start to do good things, and before you know it, you have a community that encourages, that uplifts people and encourages them to build people up, rather than a community that encourages negativity and tearing people down. Of course, Abilene's always been a West Texas community, and it's a nice place to live, and a lot of people here do exemplify the Brothers Keepers attitude, but people do need to just remember that do something. If you see some way you can make a positive difference in someone's life and you're thinking about, should I do that or not, go the extra mile, do that. And if we all do that, that makes a big difference in the community.
All right. And so the last thing that we might...
Oh, and another thing I'd bring up is another, you know, central theme of the movie is the importance of family. For example, there's a scene in the movie, My Law Office scene, where, you know, unfortunately, Herschel Sims, who's the, you know, the star player of the Abilene High Eagles, unfortunately, his mom is arrested for allegedly writing hot checks. And Herschel Sims comes into my law office to retain me to represent his mom because he, you know, he cares about his mother. So that's an example of doing something. You know, he sees his mom gets in some legal trouble, but he doesn't just sit back. He goes the extra mile and he goes to hire an attorney. And, you know, in that law office scene, we talk about the importance of family. In fact, I, you know, actually put my mom in the law office scene, and in that scene, you know, he comes in, and I say to him, I say, well, Herschel, I bet you're close to your mom, and he says yes, and I say, well, that's good, Herschel. You know, I'm close to my mom too. My mom, Margaret, works with me here in the law office as my jury consultant. And then she says, "Hi, Herschel." And then Herschel and I, we go on talking about his mother's case, and I explain, I think that ultimately this case is going to have a happy ending for he and his mom. But in that law office scene, you know, one thing that, you should learn that goes into what you just said is it's not a scene where it's just a lawyer, myself, giving Herschel some legal advice and assessing his mom's legal situation. Rather, it's a scene that focuses and emphasizes the closeness Herschel has to his mom, that sense of community, that sense of family. And in that law office scene, you know, I try to be real and caring and show him, you know, encourage him for doing the right thing and getting an attorney to represent his mom. So that's that law office scene is much more than just a scene about the law and legal outcomes. It's a scene about family and caring and being a, you know, being a good community citizen. When Herschel reached out to retain a lawyer for his mom, that's an example of a son caring about his mom and going the extra mile to help someone. So that amplifies the Brothers Keepers theme right there.
All right. Well, we've kind of talked about respect for one another. And so that's something that just has to be there at all times. I mean, do you have anything else that you could say about respect, showing respect, anything in the movie that brings that out?
Sure. I think that in the movie there's definitely a lot of differences between the students. And at Abilene High, you have people from a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different socioeconomic statuses. You have, you know, you have different political viewpoints, but yet at the pep rally scenes and as a team, they're able to function. They're not saying, okay, well, this person has a political difference, so I'm not going to throw him the ball, or, you know, this person, you know, he and I are different, so I don't want to interact with him as a teammate. Rather, you interact as teammates and you interact as one unit. And the reality is, to function as a team, you have to respect differences, because if you don't respect differences and you want to emphasize division, that erodes the idea of teamwork. Because to function as a team, we have to overcome differences. We have to learn to trust people who may have different viewpoints than us but are nonetheless trustworthy to function as a unit. And then again, you know, another central theme of this Under the Stadium Lights movie is the importance of family and helping family members. And in a way, I exemplified that is, you know, I've got a cousin, Bucky Covington, who was on American Idol. And, you know, he was on American Idol, and he's, you know, a country singer in Nashville. Well, there was an instance where the producer says, well, can you guys get George Strait to be in the movie? So I know a lawyer who's George Strait's limo driver. His dad's George Strait's limo driver, this lawyer. So I called the lawyer, and we got in touch with George Strait. And it turns out, well, George Strait would be glad to be in Under the Stadium Lights, but there was just this one catch. And that catch was to sing a song in Under the Stadium Lights. He wanted $1.5 million. Yep, you heard that right. $1.5 million. And that's really, really a big number. So we took that back to the producer. He said that's way out of budget. But my mom, Margaret, you know, my mom, Margaret Norvell, she thought fast on her feet. So she said to the producer, she says, well, we've got this cousin, Bucky Covington. He sings country music. He was on American Idol. And we promise he can fit within the budget. And then the producer says, yes, I remember Bucky. I saw him on American Idol. He said he had heard his song, you know, A Different World, and thought he'd be good for the movie, and invited him to audition. So that in itself is an example of, you know, looking out for family. You know, when mom thought, okay, well, George Strait's out of the budget, but let's get Bucky a role in the film. And that materialized, and Bucky's song, Driving in the Dark, made the movie. And Bucky plays a Cedar Hill assistant Longhorn coach in the movie. But that right there is an example of, you know, going the extra mile, you know, trying to help a family member.
You know, as you were talking, I thought about a couple of quotes from Dr. King, one of my favorite people. And one of his quotes was, you know, we may have all come here on different ships, but we are in the same boat now. And another thing that he said is, we can work together as brothers or perish as fools. Mm-hmm. And so I think with differences and all of that, it still makes sense to try to work together, because ultimately I think everybody kind of has the same goal, maybe a little different way of getting there, but have the same goal.
I agree with you. I think as a community and as a society, we need to work together and overcome our differences to achieve a common good. And the reality is when you meet people who, you know, on the surface level, when you first meet them, you think, well, this individual is very different from me, or this individual is completely different from me. And on the surface, on a shallow level, that's probably true. But oftentimes when you get to know people and you get to know people better, you find that as humans, you have a lot more in common than things that are different. So the reality is you may see someone who you feel is very different from you, but when you get to go know that individual, you find out that you have a lot more in common than you realize. And I think that's the reality. I think people, you know, people in the United States, they have a lot more in common than they realize. And a lot of differences are magnified that divide people. But a lot of those differences are somewhat superficial. If you go onto a deeper level, the people have a lot more in common than they realize. And they're able to work together. And by the way, speaking of people working together, another point I was going to say is that, you know, that under the stadium lights is an example of how people can really achieve success against all odds, because these students on the football team came from really tough backgrounds, but Herschel Sims ultimately got on at Oklahoma State University. He ended up graduating from ACU. He's now one of the assistant coaches on the SMU Mustangs football team. He's an SMU alumni. I say, go Mustangs. You've got, Ronnell Sims, who's the quarterback, went to SMU, played there, graduated. He's here in Abilene working at the Betty Hardwick Center. And you have a lot of success stories how people who otherwise probably couldn't have gone to college were able to, you know, play football, get on a team, and then advance their educational career, and that's always a good thing.
All right. Do you have anything else, Blake, that you'd like to say as we begin to wrap this up?
Well, what I would say is I'd just encourage everybody to watch the movie Under the Stadium Lights if they haven't seen it yet. You can get it on Amazon Prime. You can get it on Walmart. You can get it on DVD at Walmart, on Amazon.com. It's on, it's on Netflix. It's on, the Apple movies. It's bottom line is, you know, watch Under the Stadium Lights if you haven't seen it, because you'll see a lot of people in places, you know, in Abilene, but also it's a good message, and it's a movie that this community should support. So bottom line, either get on Amazon.com and get the DVD, or get on Amazon Prime and watch the movie, because I think that anybody who believes in teamwork and the Brothers Keepers message will enjoy Under the Stadium Lights.
I appreciate that, Blake. And I want to read something that came across my desk last night as we conclude. I have an individual that worked with me in the paper. His name is Jack Walker. Jack's a big sports fan. He knows what he's talking about. But Jack is also one of these individuals that struggles. He needs a brother's keeper. Mm-hmm. He said this to me last night. It's called the 2022 salute. Be advised, courageous ones, that you have a responsibility when the world grabs you to demonstrate the tenacity to continue your journey. Regardless of any sudden setbacks, obstructions, or challenges that kicks in your doors, to search for something that can take away the salvation before you. Waste no time in pursuit of reasoning that might only serve as the balance of your thoughts. Why? What? How? How did it happen? Rage, false pride, grandeur will always be around to helm the harness of restraint, which will only hurt you more. A mirage of momentary comfort or delight that propels you away from the pain only long enough for better ideas for dealing with the devastation of the past. Enter 2022, your pivotal year, that the moment shines and directions fall completely before we were accustomed rather than experienced. Now we've been provided the guidance to continue, and with such required to make a choice. Stand on it without reserve but hope, because the foundation is now strong and welcoming. It supplies us refuge while everything else, you know, shakes and make the greatest efforts
unimaginable to invade the precious temple that you now have. Protect it, preserve it, establish it, secure it. Make absolutely no mistake about it. The new year will bring you joy, positivity, clarity, and miracles. 2022 will grab you. It will bring you love. Release the expectations of the struggle. No longer embrace the misfortune of the past and allow the time to heal your disappointments. Know that a shield and sword will show to bolster your defense and enhance your attack towards afflictions and troublesomes. When burdens rear against you in this exclusion, be doubtful never again, and know that God is with you regardless of how miserable or delightful what manifests before you and how it appears and even feels. Now carry on, good and faithful servants of the here we are now for a reason. This is your time and your place and your opportunity, not your world, because it belongs to the Creator, the one that brought us here now. Cheers to the lost, the broken, the confused, and uncertain. Rest assured that your ability to move forward stands only in the mirror. Against the mightiest of all foes, the one that is as fast as lightning and as slick as grease, by Jack Walker. I encourage all of us to take heart to what Jack has said, and as Blake Norvell has encouraged us, listen and look to the movie Under the Stadium Lights. It may be just the nudge that you need to make 2022 a championship year for you. God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to add, there's no reason for anyone to be driving in the dark with the stadium lights shining so bright.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100, in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.